Actually, I just want to talk randomly in this podcast. I don't even know whether am I going to upload this or not, but I feel like I want to talk about self-quarantine these days and how my mind goes with it, how my body goes with it, like, because it was so freaking, I must say, stressful, you know, like, we are doing the things that we are not used to. Actually, I'm a quiet, busy person out there. If I have any activities around, like, especially when it's not in the holiday, when it's not in the weekend, I join some organizations in my campus, and it makes me quiet having a few meetings that I have to join. I have also a few events, agendas that I have responsibility in, then I cannot leave it. That is why I must say that I'm quite busy, and it's quite stressful for me since I cannot go anywhere. I'm not even busy with my responsibility right now during this self-quarantine. It's quite stressful, I must say. But yeah, I don't know. Do you guys even busy during self-quarantine, or is it just me who do not spend my time well by making myself busy? I don't know. I even asked my friends, like, one of my friend, her name is Maraisha. I called her Maraisha. She's like 2 years older than me. And then I asked her, like, I'm not being productive during this self-quarantine. Is that wrong? And then she said, actually, it's okay, but it's not also that okay. Because if you're not productive, you're just wasting our time. But actually, you can say that you are not productive just because you do not have responsibility. So you are not actually doing a wrong thing. But for a long term, I'm wasting my time. I don't like, it's just about choice, like, whether you're gonna make yourself productive or not. But me, myself, these days, I feel like I'm just following my mood. Like, whenever I feel like I want to learn something new, then I'm just opening my books. I learn French. I learn few things on YouTube. I join online classes from Skill Academy. But when my moods are going down, when I'm not boosting up, I was just, like, you know, laying on my bed, doing nothing, watch Netflix, watch Narcos. I don't know, like, I just follow where my moods are going. Maybe this sounds, isn't this sounds very immature, like, yeah. But anyways, what about you guys? Are you spending your time by being productive, like, learning new things, or you are just like me, who follow my moods? I don't even know, like, people out there are like making foods, cooking things, coloring their hair, they even doing DIY, while me myself, I don't even like discovering new things during this self-quarantine. Isn't that a bad issue? I don't know. See, I was just like talking to you randomly. I want to talk about every random topics that comes to my mind. I don't want to be too serious because I just want to be your company during your not doing anything time, you know. Yeah, anyways, it's a Saturday night, and tomorrow I gotta have a presentation that is actually, what is it, representative by my friend, but I am also in the group discussion, so I have to prepare a quiet materials for tomorrow's presentation. But I don't give a fuck, you know, like, I don't know, I really do not enjoy my online classes. Like, most of my lecturers, they're even missing. They only give us online tasks, online assignments. They don't even tell us the materials. Like, we got lots of assignments without knowing the materials. I'm not saying that my lecturers are living the responsibility, but at least, you know, make Zoom classes, make online classes. I respect your hard work, Mr. and Mrs., but we do, as students, are also wanted to get new lessons at least by joining online classes, not only just by doing assignments. Like, it's quite devastating. all we got from this self-quarantine, from this study from home things. This is such a new issue for me. Like, I didn't expect that this thing, you know. Who expect? I mean, this pandemic is very crazy. It even affects everything, like business, schools, uni life, whatever, isn't it? Mental health, that is the most affected things during this self-quarantine. But I don't want to talk about mental health. It's very, very, very naughty, you know, like very confusing, and it just kind of makes me more stressed, because actually when I talk randomly like this, it is one of the sign that I am actually not going well. Like, I'm having an issue inside me. That is why I feel like I want to pour everything, you know. See how random I am. But I don't know, I hope you guys, I don't even hope that you guys will enjoy this. I know this is not enjoyable, but like, at least I can be your company, even though by listening to this, it's just gonna make you more, more what? Like, more dizzy with your mind, but whatever it is, okay? So yeah, it's gonna be my first podcast. Okay, so since you guys are listening to this, I'm gonna share you guys a little of my secret about podcast world. So actually I have made a few podcasts before, but it sounds so weird, you know, like me myself, it sounds so weird, like I force myself to be someone else, you know, like I talk about the things that I do not even understand about it, like I talk about working, I talk about studying, like it's very, very, very serious topics that I cannot even guarantee that I know the materials really well. So I think being myself is the best choice. So in this podcast, I just feel like just talk randomly, whatever comes in my mind, that I'm just gonna pour it. Doesn't mean I don't take this seriously. No, I really, really take this seriously, but I want to be myself. Can you guys argue with it? I'm just gonna accept it. So yeah, hit me up in my Instagram at RichieOFS, RichieOFS. Actually, I'm not really active in Instagram, but if there is any notification, I'm just gonna reply to it. But I'm not really active, like posting things, and you know, Insta stories and stuff. So I don't really post much, but when there is a notification or that, or you know, like direct messages, you wanna talk about some issues, just talk to me. I'm really open to it. I even will welcome if somebody gonna hit me up and become a new relative to me. It's gonna be very, very fun. So goodbye, see you in my I don't know when next episode. Bye bye. Oh my god, I forgot even